You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Emmanuel with Raising Hell. We have Emmanuel in the studio. Morena, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm very good, yep.
So nice to have you in here.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's a happy, sad time because you've just put out a beautiful music video for that track about a week ago, almost exactly. But also, it's the last Emmanuel gig for a wee while happening this weekend. What's happening? Where's everyone off to at the moment?
So my bass player and my drummer are spreading their wings, and I 100% encourage them. So they're just going overseas. So.
Oh, good for them.
And then eventually at some point, I'll probably like follow once they arrive. So it's just kind of like a timing thing.
Yeah, cool.
Probably another year and a half.
Awesome. I mean, exciting for all of those future things, but sad for us not getting to see too many more of this spectacular band lineup play. But you're going out with a blast. You've got a great gig happening this weekend. Who else is going to be playing with you?
We got a two-piece from Auckland, Elliot and Vincent. So excited to see them play. And we have an electronic musician called Franco 15, Francois.
Nice.
He's doing some pretty cool ambient stuff, so trying to, bring some variety.
Love it. One thing I've always enjoyed about your project, Emmanuel, is that there's like a very sort of well-constructed idea of the whole vision for the project. The music is fantastic, but there's also a really strong look to what you're doing, and your music videos really sort of extend that world as well. Obviously, you're from an art background and like an art school background. That feels like a really strong focus for you, that visual side as well. Would you say that's fair?
Yes. Yeah, I guess it's, I mean, it was like my training. If you want. Yeah, like for the most part. And I don't think I started doing music till like 2 years after like finishing art school. So I guess, but you know, like it's not as like thought out maybe as like, like it kind of is maybe just a result of that.
Yeah, you didn't go in with a master plan necessarily.
No. And I have a lot of friends who, you know, all from an art school background as well. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty visually supplemented.
Yeah, and also the kind of crew that you run with has a very strong visual aesthetic, like shared ideas, you know, very distinct different practices, but there is really interesting shared like visual language and sonic language as well to the stuff you're working in. Let's talk a wee bit about the music video for Raising Hell, because it's so fantastic. It's got like a Fiona Apple almost vibe to it. I love it.
Amazing that you say that, because that was definitely one of the like reference pictures
of mean on the mood board for sure. What was the vision? Who were you working with on this?
So I was working with my boyfriend. It was just kind of like his name is Josh. I don't know, I guess it felt like I needed to like wrap up the last album in a sort of like neatly packaged way, so we just figured why not a music video. And I don't know, it's real funny, I like bought this like kind of like fancy fur jacket from Trade Me, and it kind of springboarded the whole thing. I was like, I need this filmed. And then like we just had to do a video, so
it is a great jacket.
Thank you.
I do really enjoy like getting something, whether it's like a new bit of gear or a new item of clothing, and being like, okay, got to make this work somehow, because this is cool and I need it to happen.
Well, it coincided, he just got a new camera as well, so I was like,
the timing is right.
Yeah, pretty much.
It feels like a nice bookend as well to the Daystar album sort of chapter and this kind of like moment for your music. Obviously, I'm imagining, even though the band is kind of having a bit of a hiatus as members go overseas, you're not necessarily having a hiatus from making stuff. What have you been sort of working away on quietly?
I've been working on a bit of music. I guess I'm trying to wrap my head around like the next project or something, but I guess I'm maybe not trying to see it as like a project per se. Like, you know, it's just great, you know, anytime I finish a song or something, I'm like, oh, thank god. I can just do something else. But so again, like there isn't really a big master plan, but hopefully it'll coincide with like everyone getting back, and I don't know, maybe I'll like see some of them overseas and like can start visualizing what that'll look like. But
it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's always a bit of change can always be quite a cool thing when you're working on a project that you've really loved as well. One thing I've always enjoyed about this is it's kind of you but extended a little bit. Like it's your own name with a few extra letters in it, and it's sort of like, you know, you're performing, but it's not necessarily always clear, I think, to an audience whether you're performing as you or a kind of a character version of you, a wee bit like a heightened sort of rock star version of you maybe. How do you feel about it now that you've got sort of two albums under your belt with Emmanuel and having this kind of like pause coming up? What's, I guess, like your thoughts on this project as it's existed at the moment?
I don't know, I guess for like maybe most of this year I've been thinking about like Square One or something, like what that was like before the two albums, I guess. I don't know, like the initial thing. So I guess kind of trying to get back to that like state maybe. I don't know, like, I sometimes wonder if that, like, heightened myth thing is, like, something that, like, is perceived from
the outside
or something. I don't know, like, I guess I didn't want to put music out under, like, my proper, like, you know, legal name or something. So, like, you know, a slight variation. But I guess even just that slight variation, like, you know, takes it to that heightened place or something, which is maybe like, you know, maybe that's good.
Bit
of distance or something.
I think it's really interesting as well because it is just a little subtle tweak. I've also always wondered this, like, watching and listening to your band and being like, you know, the sort of slippage between is how much is performance and how much is like, you know, these are your feelings that you're writing about and the like sort of, you know, diaristic nature of making music. I think that's a really interesting thing as an audience member to kind of be part of, especially when it's like a band playing quote unquote rock music as well. That's a really kind of fascinating experience, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's almost kind of like by being that outright or something, you're almost as protected as you can be because like you're deciding it or something. Like,
yeah, totally. You know,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe I've always felt like that a little bit. Like, you know, in day-to-day life, it's like I'm almost more vulnerable than when I'm, like, controlling the situation. Yeah. Maybe it's control freak.
Yeah. you decide how they feel.
Yeah, and I guess, like, the interesting thing with, like, you know, it's me, but, like, it's also a band and, like, connected to people or something. It's like, I always kind of feel like that's how most people are or something, like amongst their friends or
totally,
like, you know, just in a, it's like without you I wouldn't be me type of situation and vice versa, you know.
Yeah It's a nice thought to explore. I'm excited to hear more from what you're working on. Have you been writing at the moment? What's been the main focus for you creatively?
I've been trying to write, I guess, like, lyrically. It's kind of a bit like, I know that I'll probably need some time to work on that more than the music, because that's kind of just happening easily. But I don't know how much I can say, like, just because other people's projects
on the way. Yeah.
Let's just say I'm helping a few people out with some of their projects. But
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, we will watch this space.
Yes,
Emmanuel.
And it's very soon, so yeah.
Okay, we will definitely watch this space. Yeah. Emmanuel may have told us off here what it is, and I tell you it's very cool. So.
God, this sounds like I'm like in politics or something.
Secret projects going on.
I made them sign an NDA.
I'm super sort of happy for you guys to have a big final celebration this weekend. The Last Dance from Emmanuel as band members head overseas with Elliot and Vincent and Franco 15. It's going to be a great show. It's only $10 as well. So
$10.
Grab your tickets. Under the Radar, Whammy Backroom on Saturday this weekend. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure always.
We're going to listen to These Memories Are Forever. You're on BFM Breakfast.
Memories.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.